Hello.
Hi, my name is Shaney. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested from customer service today.
Yes.
Can I please get your zip code to pull up an account?
My zip code is 84074.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Valora Macmillan.
Okay, give me just a moment to locate an account for you. And could you please confirm your shipping address?
5437 Horseshoe Drive, Stansberry Park, Utah 84074.
All right, thank you. And give me one moment to open the account. And I apologize for the wait. I'm just waiting on the account to open.
Okay.
And I'm still here. And again, I'm so sorry it's taking so long. All right, I was able to pull up the account. I do show that a sweepstakes offer was done for the Le Creuset cookware set where you pay $7.95 shipping and handling.
Well, I don't remember ordering anything like that.
So you don't remember doing a sweepstakes offer?
Pardon me?
You don't remember doing a sweepstakes to win a cookware set?
No.
Okay. Is your email address valmacblue@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. So some information was sent to the email regarding the sweepstakes entry and you paying the entry fee, which was $7.95. And it also enrolled you into our online discount membership store. Each month, the charge is $67.32. And it sends to your email a gift card voucher for $125. Along with the information to shop at our online web store.
Oh, boy. I don't know how these things happen. That's why I'm calling, because I see the charges on my credit card, and I don't remember doing any of this.
Do you think anybody else in your household could have been using your information?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, what I can do is... I'm sorry.
What's the charge? What are you showing?
So I'm showing the initial sweepstakes charge, which was $7.95, and then also the charge for the discount membership store, which is
$67.32. See, I've got several of these charges, and I don't understand how any of them come up. Anyway, I've got to cancel it. And can I get a rebate or something?
Okay, well, being that you stated that you didn't place this order, what I'll have to do is get you transferred over to the fraud department to speak with them about the charges. They'll definitely investigate who created this account using your information and prosecute to the fullest.
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold so I can get this canceled, and then I will get you transferred.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I would like to provide you with a confirmation number to write down before I get you transferred.
Okay.
All right, the comp.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 263-187-471.
471. And now what company is this?
This is with Factory Direct Discount.
Would it come up as anything else on my computer? My
Now, as far as your account concerned, it may fall under a different name, and that would be considered as the merchant ID for the billing. I'm not sure what the merchant ID could fall under, but you were charged $7.95 and also $67.32 with our company.
two, 7 90.
And this was done on December the 5th for $7.95 and December 10th for $67.32. So what I'm gonna go ahead and do is get you transferred over to the fraud department
Okay.
so they can further assist you with the charges, okay? So you're gonna hear a brief silence and then someone from the fraud department will pick up the line to assist you, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service and hold the line, please.